Ali, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
So how would you, I guess, as one of sort of the bands who works around Sydney, define Sydney's community event culture?
I think it's pretty great. I mean, without them, we wouldn't play as many gigs as we would, obviously. It's just great. I'm playing shows where these kind of events where there are other bands there, just the being able to kind of build the relationships with the community, with the other bands, and just fostering that kind of community atmosphere is really fantastic and something we definitely super enjoy.
And do you think that it's something, I guess, sort of unique to Sydney, the sort of scene we do have going on here?
I want to say yes. And I will say, I'm originally from Canberra, and certainly being the Canberra scene when I was part of it, there is definitely nothing on the scale that we have here. The bands here, the organisers of the events here, definitely more my personal kind of perspective here, the more camaraderie, more kind of, fostering that kind of environment where we all help each other out and just get out there and support live music and, just support the community.
And so I guess in light of the lockout laws, which have been in effect for a couple of years now, a lot of people seem to think that, I guess, Sydney's musician scene, Sydney's music scene has faded away and perhaps, been swept under the carpet and nobody really knows much about it anymore. What do you think of that sort of attitude?
It's sad. I do think that the lockout laws did have a bit of an impact on the live music scene, but I mean, certainly, for example, that there are areas that are outside the lockout areas. So Newtown's live and thriving, and that's definitely the area that the Troubled Romantics most enjoy playing in, and there are definitely venues around still holding shows, and we're still playing music. Guys, please come out and see us.
Yeah, you guys are playing at the Newtown Festival on Sunday.
Yeah, we're super excited. At the bright and early time of 10:30 in the morning, so early risers, please come and check us out.
Definitely going to be swinging down by. Do you think, I guess, the Sydney music scene has had any impact on your own music? You are, of course, the drummer from the Troubled Romantics.
Having these opportunities to play with the other bands, you hear what other people are doing, and honestly, there's some fantastic, great Sydney bands, and they just drive you to do better. I mean, they're some bands, you'll listen to drummers playing particular grooves and I'm like, I've got to get my game on, practice a bit more. and we love kind of, three-part harmonies, and some of the other bands, it's just nuts what they're doing with their kind of harmonies and just the vocal line. So, it definitely strives us to do better and just work harder on our songs.
And so I guess, as we've already sort of mentioned, the Newtown Festival happening on Sunday, are there any other little sort of live music places that people might not know about, that, or maybe they do know about, that people can swing by to check out some live music in Sydney?
Well, certainly one of our favourites, our kind of our spiritual home, so to speak, is the Townie in Newtown. We play there heaps. Wednesday's open mics, we hold a special place in our hearts for that. And they've got Chicks with Picks. I think it's maybe is it the second Sunday of every month? One Sunday of every month there's Chicks with Picks for people who like girl bands and girl troubadours, that kind of thing. There's so many fantastic places. I mean, the Record Crate and Glebe is fantastic. I love Bald Faced Stags, the kind of metal type things. There's Lady Hampshire. There's Annandale Hotel still holds gigs. Hideaway Bar in Newtown. Honestly, awesome places. Brighten Up Bar. Lots of places that we love to go check out when we're not playing ourselves.
Well, we'll definitely have to go check it out some point soon. Ali, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for speaking to us.
No, thanks so much, Tess. Thanks for having me.